to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl. Linda By. Linda is getting ready for a trip she's getting ready to make today, but it's Thursday, and I have Sharon Clark with me today. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, usually it's Trish Clark who's here, but now I have Sharon Clark with me because Trish is on a trip back east. Of course, Wayne always joins us here. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Super. Hey, time is 7:06 in the morning. It's April the 3rd. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. We've made it past Wednesday. We're on that downhill slide. But I know somebody that got up early this morning, and their day starts a lot earlier than most everybody's, and that's our Wells Fargo advisors, and today it's Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Carl, good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are slightly positive following an update on the labor market. Weekly jobless claims rose 16,000 to 326,000. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3 points at 16,576. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1891, and the NASDAQ Composite has advanced 1 point at 4,277. Active stocks this morning, Caterpillar up 6 cents, trading at $102.69. Dow Chemical positive 34 cents at $50.24. J.P. Morgan Chase off 3 pennies at $60.45. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric up a dime at $43.45, and PepsiCo positive 17 cents at $82.87. Treasuries are little changed with the 10-year note flat to yield 2.80%. And over to commodities, gold is down $6 an ounce at $12.84. Silver off 24 cents at 19. Crude oil down 9 cents, trading at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908, right here. You know, if you're looking for annuities, retirement advice, starting those kids out early, as soon as they start, you know, getting an allowance or making or earning some money, getting them into that 401, getting them into the, to those IRAs that can, by the time that they reach age 60, they will be financially independent. And the people down at Wells Fargo can show you how to do that. Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561.
Good morning, everyone. Today's forecast, a 30% chance of showers, mainly afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Light and variable wind becoming south 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. Looking good out there so far today.
Okay. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, this short portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. North State's nutrition experts, I can't say enough about them. In-store delis, 4 nutritionists on their staff to help you down there. They've got it all. They've got raw food. They've got organic food. They've got raw milk. You name it, they've got it. And then they have classes in the evening, too, to help you with health and diet. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, who is also the home for Amazing Foods for Life, which of course is a gluten-free mix that has come and is sweeping through California and is now working its way back east. It's made in a certified gluten-free facility. It's, you know, if you want to make things that are healthy for you, want to make muffins and rolls and other type of baked goods that are healthy for your family. Amazing Foods for Life. All of it at Orchard Nutrition. See, we get started here, Sharon.
Goodness.
See? Yeah, I know. A couple more things here. Charity raffle to help Trina Lee. Trina Lee has a handicap, and they're trying to construct a handicap bathroom for her. And she's from Reading, and she exists in persistent vegetative non-cognitive state as a result of seizures brought on by anorexia.
I've heard of that story.
Yeah. And anyway, it's tickets are only $10 a piece, and you can find out more by checking out online http rafflerules.com. They're raffling off two really, really fine firearms, a Beretta A400 Explorer 12 gauge, and also a Ruger All-American rifle. And so both of them are really, really fine weapons. And they're only selling 1,000 tickets at $10 each. And this will pay for that bathroom. So again, check it out either at Bastiani Arms or Old West Gun and Loan. Okay. Hey, how are you today?
I'm great. You get up pretty early every day, huh? You get to be on your A game at 7 o'clock.
Well, as close as I get to my A game, I don't know what my, A game. Okay. Sometimes, it depends on how early I get to the coffee. Of course, Sharon is a friend who's been with us in the station here with Home Helpers for, gosh, from the very beginning.
Inception.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right. And, but it's, and over the last 5 years, we've seen you, just build your, very successful business. But now, besides that, there's some things going on in our legislature that is just another job killer and all this we want to talk about a little bit. But you are also, though, besides all this business you're doing, running this business and all the other things you do, you have come out to help.
Oh, absolutely.
And mm-hmm. you have signed up for Dancing with the Stars.
I'm going to be dancing for the first time tonight with my wonderful partner, Jordan Stevens. So looking forward to seeing how that goes. And maybe you can give me some tips because I know you've had your own experience with Dancing with the Stars. I'm super excited, and I actually just created a Facebook page last night. So for those of you that want to, I'll regale you with my tales of my dancing. It's Sharon Clark is Dancing. It's a community page on Facebook, so you can just search for that. And I'm looking forward to raising money for One Safe Place, benefiting, our community with victims and families of domestic violence, and all of the money we all raise doing this wonderful charity event go right back to our local One Safe Place organization. So it's a great thing to be involved in. And in my business, Home Helpers, there are seniors that deal with domestic violence from caregivers or family members. So it definitely hits home for me in that regard that I can help support such a great agency. So, and get in shape at the same time.
Well, I tell you what, there's nothing, when they ask me to do this, of course, the first thing you think of saying is no. No, thank you. I wouldn't be rude. No, thank you. But I did it. And you know what? I'm really glad I did. It's something that was so far outside my boundaries, mm-hmm. From me. I'd been, it was like 3 years ago. And it's really good. And, but it's what it's really good for is it's good for the community and it's good for One Safe Place. We had them on Monday. They had this big, they had a big meeting yesterday. They had a class with Dr. Dierkiewicz. They had last night was Take Back Tonight.
Right.
And the bottom line on this is stopping domestic violence. And by the way, and this was a huge surprise to me that 20% of the people they help are men.
Interesting.
One Safe Place is for men and women.
Right. And I know they want to raise funds to get a shelter for men.
For men. Mm-hmm. And so, but 20%, one in five of the people they help, which is double what I thought it was going to be. It is, but that's who they help because men are coming forward now, maybe a little more readily, because mm-hmm. before, I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, my wife's abusing me.
There's an ego there.
Huge ego there. Anyway. Hey, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after the messages. Carl Bott, Sharon Clark. This is Free Fire Radio. It is 7:15 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. It looks like it was maybe a slight chance of rain. I don't know. It looks a little cloudy, but it's a very slight chance. We'll be right back.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark here today. Sharon is joining me as my co-host today. Trish Clark is back on the East Coast, but Sharon is more than capable of filling in here.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry right off on 2225 Hilltop Drive, estate jewelry where Linda loves to shop at. And of course, loose stones, opals, you name it, he's got it. Fair prices. Leonard and his associates have got contacts all over the world to be able to find the piece of jewelry that you're looking for. And the only trained watchmaker or watch repairman in all of Reading. It's at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750 or stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. You know, one of the things that we talked about, Sharon, was you're in the help business. I mean, you're there to help our seniors and our elderly. I mean, it's a business.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like there's a lot of different type of legislation that's impacting on you guys.
Yeah, it's almost like the state of California, as in a lot of ways right now, is looking to squeeze that extra penny out of whoever they can. And because home care agencies have been on the chopping block the last few years, continually there's legislation trying to basically make it a little bit more difficult for us to stay in business. The bottom line is, you know, the state of California supporting small business, it's a challenge for all of us, and it's just becoming more and more difficult for us home care agencies.
Well, what they're doing, from what I understand, with the newest initiative is to literally tell you how much money you can make.
Yes, it's crazy. And luckily, the newest one is a ballot measure. So unlike some of the other ones that can just be signed off down in Sacramento, this is something that, you know, we all get to vote on. So, you know, basically you'll see them trying to get it on the measure. They've been out, you know, in front of some local businesses here and trying to get people to sign on. And it's a little bit misleading how it's being discussed, but basically, yeah, 75% of your sales annually has to go back into your employees and employee benefits. Otherwise, you can be fined up to $10,000. So the state will be looking at our bottom line to see how much we gross and where that money's going. And if it's not going to the places they feel it's supposed to go, then we're all going to be fined.
Now, this is for private industry.
Correct.
This isn't like it's a government home or a state supported home. Is that correct?
Correct. And you know, it's really unfortunate. Yeah, it's the in-home care providers expenditures initiative statute is what it's called. And it's going to require businesses providing in-home care services to spend at least 75% of their total annual home care service revenue on direct patient care. It limits administrative expenses, management compensation, and profit distributions collectively to 25% of your revenue. So, you know, and like you and I have been talking about this over the last few weeks, what other private business is there out there that's the state's telling us what we make and how much we spend on administration and management versus employees?
Yeah, it's not like it's a charity, 501 or anything like
Correct.
This. You're a for-profit agency. But you also provide a service that if you aren't there. Now, this is what I heard yesterday when I was talking about this to somebody, mm-hmm. is that the state wants to drive the people into, they've got this pot of money. So they want to pay the children to take care of parents. You know, but it's not as, but it's the whole thing is which is kind of what's bringing me on to this next subject here. It's a ballot initiative. So you have these people out in front of Trader Joe's. And this is what kind of really got me going on it, because I stopped by there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, it's kind of you don't have a right to say anything about the sale of city land to a private corporation. I said, yeah, I do.
That's the
Turtle Bay one.
How they present that to you is
that's
so misleading.
That's how they do it.
Yes.
And I said, well, yeah, I do. I did have a say. And he goes, well, you know, it was, the people didn't have a say. Yeah, we elected the city council. City council made a vote and sold it. It's done. And he said, well, but you know, it's not at a fair price. Well, according to everybody that, you know, according to the city council and everybody, a lot of other people, they think it's a fair price. You know, mm-hmm. three different appraisals. And now the guy's starting to back up because obviously I know something about it.
Right. They know just enough to lure you in.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, and let's talk about that other one. Your
right.
petition.
And I said, how did he present that to you?
Oh, he goes, oh, well, this, you know, it says, saving the elderly.
Yes.
Is what it says. Saving the elderly, which is totally not what it's about. And so I went into that one. I said, well, you know what that's about? It's about limiting how much a private, industry can make, because they're saying you need to spend this much, but it doesn't even talk about the other. And at this time, both of them are backpedaling away.
Mm-hmm.
So this offends me. The petitioners are out here getting paid $2 or $5 or $10 a signature. Yep. You know, Wayne goes, where can I get that job? But not telling the truth. It should be, if you want to have a law out there, it should be people that present petitions have got to give both sides.
Oh my gosh, Carl, you know, well, I was out in front of the dollar store and the same thing, and the guy didn't realize who he was talking to when he goes, do you want to sign this petition? It helps protect seniors. And I said, tell me more about that. And he kind of fumbled through something, but I said, you know, here's the bottom line with my business. If my employees want to work for me, I pay above minimum wage. I've offered benefits since 2008. We're rolling out 401k. We do ongoing trainings. I already ran these numbers and I already do this, but as a private business, I should not be required to put so much of my revenue back into my employees. If they want to work for me, that's their choice. They can work for me or they can work for my competitors. But you know, like I was my other, you know, comparison was, you know, let's look at the schools and what administration makes versus putting some of that money back into the classroom. I mean, if we're going to start attacking industry and for any reason to start dictating how much money has to go toward what, I mean, then we're not free enterprise anymore.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, though. That's what they're doing to the medical profession. They're mm-hmm. they're pushing them into that. You can mm-hmm. only charge this much, and we're only going to pay you this much. You know, so it's that. And if they don't want to do it, they don't have to take
right.
that type of insurance or that type of Medicare or whatever. And the other thing, too, is you don't see them doing this in Hollywood. Oh, Hey, you've got to put back so much money into your employees there, or, oh, we're going to restrict how much you make making a film. This 25, you can't make 25.
Yeah, your
25 million is way too much.
Yeah, your production assistants aren't making enough money, so that's not really fair to them that you make 1 million on the back end and they work for minimum wage to make the movie.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true. That's just not fair.
We could totally solve these problems of the world, Carl, just given the opportunity.
Well, the thing is, it's either going to, you know, and the point is that what they're going to try, what the bottom line on this is, if you sign these petitions, and they and this and well, I'm talking about yours specifically, Sharon. You signed the petition for you know, on this one for the saving quote save the elderly, which is not has nothing to do with that. Is it will drive some businesses out. It will, what it will do is we'll be able to take. It will take away the ability for a lot of the elderly and their families to be able to pay for caregivers because it's just going to drive the price straight up.
It will. And then, you know, or business is out of business and then people are hiring caregivers off of Craigslist. Then they're committing elder abuse and the taxpayers are having, you know, APS is having to go in and save these seniors from these bad situations, which is still on the taxpayer.
Which is happening right now.
Right. And so, yeah, it's just, it's not a good situation at all.
Okay. Let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Oh my gosh! This is crazy. The California really is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
You know what? You know, when Sharon started talking to me about this, Terry, it was unbelievable because this thing where they're taking a private industry, and they're saying you will make this much, and if they try to make a profit, they hammer them even more. I mean, you can't make more than a certain amount. What do you think?
Well, I think it's insane. I mean, it's another reason why my friend Tim Draper and I have had discussions on this, because if this division of the six Californias happens, again, because of the fact that we have Reynolds versus Sims and Gray versus Thompson, one man, one vote, we now have a situation where the counties can rule regulation. And as Karen knows, the two things that affect business the most is regulation and legislation. And if those things aren't fixed, then we really, really do have a problem.
Well, we have a problem already, Terry. And it just
well,
is not getting
get them fixed. That's
yeah,
the point.
And that's the point is, and the only way you're going to do that is by changing the system we have.
Well, it's
or
interesting
changing,
because,
changing
at
the makeup of the state.
At this point, there is a big rally on Friday or Saturday, and I will call in about that. But point being is that I when someone's trying to have a good business like Karen is and trying to do something, it really does help people. And, you know, genuinely is out there. I mean, she has to make a profit to keep the doors open and have 75% of that go back into, it's insane. It's insane. And how do they get the right to regulate that? Again, it's regulations.
Well, they get the right to it because they have, you know, they couldn't get it through the elected process. So there's people pushing this, obviously. Now, I'm not sure if it's a union thing.
It is a union thing.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's the unions are pushing this. So because there's other parts of this bill too, where you used to be able to have somebody stay overnight if I understand this right, that they're changing all the rules on this. So I mean, it's just what they're trying to do is it almost appears like they're trying to force people into state-run homes. That's what it's
looks
like. Well,
really, yeah,
like.
Because the 24-hour care now, after the new legislation signed by Governor Brown and starting in January, 24-hour care, you know, went from $8,000 a month to $10,000 a month. People can actually pay to be in a nursing, 24-hour skilled nursing facility, cost the same price as being at home. And so now we've got people having to pay in excess of $120,000 a year just to stay at home. And so they can't afford it. So we are going to have more people in facilities. That's just the bottom line.
Well, anyway, hey, Terry, thanks for the call. And, yeah, give us a call about the big rally here. Tomorrow, Red and the Mouse are going to be here. So it should be interesting.
All right, too. Anyway, Karen, keep up the good work, my dear.
Thanks, Terry.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry. Sharon Clark, Carl Bott, we're here today. Sharon was just talking about this ballot petition out there. And if you see it's about helping the elderly, that's not what it is. It's about controlling or putting controls on free enterprise, which is essentially what
Absolutely.
It is. So don't sign that one. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Sharon Clark.
Hot cars and cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Campora, Cross Petroleum, Crown Motors, Macy's, Peterson Cat, i5 Rentals, Classic Hits 105.3, Dutch Brothers, and Pepsi. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Bad ready for America's original extreme sports? Well, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Rob Hope Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Hollyock on the Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Oh, stop the jukebox last night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. Today, Linda's prepared. Linda's feeling a lot better. She's been sick this week with bronchitis, had taken all this medicine and had fevers and everything, but she's feeling better today. And the reason I'm dressed like I'm going to go shooting is because I am going to go shooting today. We are heading up to the fifth annual Squirrel Wars for the Bott family and many of our friends. We go up to Alturas and over to Cedarville, and then we do what we do is we go after the jihadist squirrel population that's out there. The rogue squirrels, the ones that carry bubonic plague and are heading this way. We try to hold them right there. So far, we've been doing pretty good. They haven't made their way down to Reading yet. This portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, they're having the Easter brunch on Easter, of course, and it's going to be a set menu, but it's going to be beautiful. Of course, tonight is pizza night up in Somo Vineyards. Handmade, tossed in, handmade and put into the wood-fired oven. A great place, great ambiance, absolutely fabulous food, award-winning wines, all of this in Somo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546.
I'm meeting there tomorrow night.
Oh, Sharon's going to be there tomorrow night.
Yum.
Well, it is. You know, it's really good food.
Oh, I'm so excited. It is.
Hey, we're joined by Sherry Whitson from a Good News Rescue Mission. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
You know, you are always cheerful too.
It's the coffee.
It's the coffee.
Yeah,
we make some real stuff here, you know.
Or I guess you can bring your own.
Yeah. But you're here because you're asking, you want, you know, this is kind of a little strange, but you want people to be homeless.
Yeah, just for one night.
Just for one night.
To raise support for those who don't have that choice right now. We get to go home, but they don't.
So talk to us about this, Night to the Rescue.
Yes, it's an event that we started last year, and we just can't believe the awareness and support that it has gained. And it's community members just agreeing to spend one night out in a safe environment to raise awareness for our homeless community and at the same time raise support. So while they spend that one night out, they have people sponsor them for nights of shelter. And last year, we were able to raise over 10,000 nights of shelter in just one night. And so this year, we're hoping to double that.
I think it's a great, great event. And I hadn't heard of it before, but basically, people are just spending the night out 10 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yes.
And bonding and visiting and hanging out in like in a safe space, which is a lot more than a lot of people have.
Absolutely.
When they're out there. And just, yeah. I think it's a great way to draw attention to this issue because especially living downtown, I know it's a huge issue in our community for people to have a safe place to go and get the help that they need.
It really is. And it's growing. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing just more and more people come into the rescue mission for that support. And this is not in any way to let people think that they know what it's like to be homeless. There's no way we know that unless we've had to walk that out ourselves. Mm-hmm. But it does increase the awareness. We even have this homeless trek simulation out there where you kind of go through what it's like just to be homeless for one day.
Wow.
If you think about it, how difficult would it be just to go to a job interview if you're homeless? How are you going to take a shower? Where are you going to get your towel? How, you know, mm-hmm. soap, razors? What about
clean
your clothing?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get there? Where are you going to put your stuff while mm-hmm. you go there? I mean, there's just a lot of obstacles in one single task. And so by going through this homeless trek out there, that kind of brings awareness.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I also think, Sherry, we have just in the last year, I've been, you know, reading on blogs and hearing in the community how many people are, you know, critical of the fact that we have this homeless population and are feeling unsafe walking places and doing things. So here's an opportunity to do something super positive to help raise funds so that these folks can get the help that they need and get a job. And yeah, maybe they do want to work. But if somebody walked into my office and wasn't able to have clean clothes and present themselves well, I probably wouldn't give them an interview. So
right.
Rather than all of us complaining about the issues, let's get out there and do something about it. I think it's a great event.
Yeah. And at the rescue mission, when somebody does stay with us, I don't know if the community is fully aware of that, but we have full restorative programs. So we have a very advanced, one of the best academic and job readiness centers that we ask them to go through, and they meet with the job coach weekly. We have budgeting, life skills classes. We have those things that deal with the root causes of homelessness. So we're truly providing them the help that they need immediately, but giving them the resources to not cycle back into homelessness
mm-hmm.
and to break that cycle.
You know, the other thing, too, is that if, you know, one of the things that we are against is panhandling and, you know, giving money to people on the street. We've always said is that, you know, if you want to give somebody $1 or $2 or $5, give it to the Good News Rescue Mission. Because you all have a program to help people. And, you know, funnel your money into some place where you know the money's going and where it's going to help people as opposed to perhaps going to be used to for drugs or alcohol or whatever. So, you know, the idea that, yeah, we do have a homeless problem. And we will continue to have a homeless problem. Yeah. As long as we have good weather and we have the economy the way it is. And so that is, you know, we have that. So this getting everybody out there to Simpson University on the soccer field, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. rain. I'm sorry, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. the next day, rain or shine.
Yeah.
And so do you bring a sleeping bag?
Yeah, you can bring your sleeping bag.
Do you have, can you have like outdoor fires? you know, so you can roast marshmallows.
No,
can you bring like little stoves so you can cook things?
Well, actually, we provide all the food just like we do at the Rescue Mission. So you will have a lunch, dinner, and breakfast with us. And it's good food. I will tell you, our kitchen recently, you know, we are monitored just like any other kitchen, and we receive top rating, not one little write-up. So that's, I mean, our food is great and it's healthy. So we'll feed you. We have fun entertainment. But at the same time, we have awareness opportunities for you. And it raises support for those Knights of Shelter. It's a great, great event. Sleeping bag, yes. No tent though.
Is it a family event? People can bring their children?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year we had people ranging from 6 years old to over 70 years old.
And what a great way to spend some time with your family. You know, it's a Saturday to a Sunday. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you're really helping your children understand too what's going on and explaining, you know, why those folks are having difficulties that they see and what you're going to do differently. And, you know, here's what we're doing to help those people.
Right. Wonderful. And there's three ways that anybody can be involved. And so I think everybody can make this difference and help us provide those Knights of Shelter. One is like you can be a team captain. Kind of like the Relay for Life model, if you mm-hmm. think about it. And you gather your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors to join you in this, and you raise that support going into the event, and you guys all go as a team. Mm-hmm. And we have kind of fun competitions for teams that are out there. Or you're just like, hey, I will stand up, because just one person can make a difference, and you yourself can do it. Or you can sponsor somebody. Like, we're going to put Carl out there. You guys can sponsor to keep him out there.
Are you going to do it, Carl?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I don't. I think I'm emceeing something that night. But
we'll put him on the spot.
But you know what? I'll find somebody. In fact, I can tell you right now. I am. I'm emceeing an event that night. But I bet we can put together a team to go out there. I've got some people working here that we can throw out there to be homeless for the night. Right, Wayne?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
I'll get, you know, Bad Bob and The Bob and, Nate and who knows.
Great.
We'll throw together.
I'll be in Vegas that weekend,
there.
So I may be homeless when I get back, depending on, but I will, if you do a team, Home Helpers will sponsor your team for $500, Carl.
Woo! There
okay,
it is.
Then we will put a team out there.
A team
Home Helpers is sponsoring our team to go out there for all night, and I will have a team out there then.
And
all
if
right.
you guys also who's listening
well,
want
you know,
to
the
sponsor.
Other thing is I can come out after the event.
Yes,
and spend,
you can.
And spend the night out there
yes,
too.
Yes, you can.
There we go. Thanks a lot, Sharon.
If anybody else wants to sponsor their team, you can go to rescue.gnrm.org, and then you just put the station's name or Carl's name there, and that will go towards sponsoring him.
Great.
You know, there's just, you know, I like walk a mile in her shoes and all those things. I mean, people started coming in and dropping $100 bills on. I had to wear pearls, and I'd wear a red boa and all that kind of stuff, too. So $500, we'll have a team out there. It's for a good. So what will $500 do? How many people is that?
Well, it's about $5 per person out there. So, I mean, per night. About $5 is what it cost us to do per night.
So you just helped 500 people.
Well, you will. I will with your help.
Okay. Together.
I know you spent the night in worse places in your military experience.
I have.
So you can certainly go out to the Citizen College.
There's not going to be things like people shooting at you
yeah.
out there.
No, no.
You're not laying in the dirt.
Artillery coming in or anything like that.
We don't have that.
Okay. Just want to make, well, we're not too sure about the rest of it. Maybe not artillery. Okay.
Might be some squirrels and want revenge on you.
You know what? If they weren't jihad squirrels, I'd stay out of this. But, you know, I'm afraid that they just come south. Okay. Sherry Whitson from Good News Rescue Mission. Night to the Rescue, and we were kind of joking around about it, but what you just did was really cool, Sharon.
Yes,
Sharon,
thank you.
Sharon sponsoring our team for $500, which puts us out there overnight, May 3rd and 4th at Simpson University at soccer field. And last year you made enough to help, 10,000 nights? Is that
yes,
what it was?
Yes, we sure did.
And how many people cycle through Good News?
Oh, I mean, well, Knights of Shelter is an easier way for me to measure that. And we provided close to 75,000 Knights
oh my
of
gosh.
Shelter.
And you figure 75,000 nights at $5 a night, which is essentially is it.
Yeah.
And plus the fact, I know Ray John helps people get their GEDs, helps in their education out there, and so many other volunteers, but it takes help to do this.
Do you guys take donations to like work clothes?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because, you know, I've always wondered, and I do a lot with the Discovery Shop, but, you know, I have work suits and things like that that, you know, if you're getting rid of those things, that would probably benefit.
Yes, and anything that you donate to the rescue mission in terms of clothing, we don't sell that. It goes directly to people in need.
Okay. So us women need to think about that when you're done with shoes or handbags or work clothes. Even regular clothes, yes, probably, but, you know, especially for, like, a job interview.
And I've been seeing some things from the mission about people getting their jobs and they're working, mm-hmm, and they're going out there. I mean, they've got a trade now.
Yes.
And they've made that step, and it's all thanks to the mission.
It's astounding. We even have employers that are preferring to hire from us now and are calling us because we really spend a lot of time preparing our students and our guests to be not just to obtain a job but to become those excellent employees in our, mm-hmm, community. And so we teach them all Microsoft Office Suite. They can type 35 words a minute without looking. We've raised their thinking level again to at least a GED. And I don't care if you come in with a bachelor's to us. And, yes, we have homeless people with bachelor's degrees.
I'm sure you do.
But
I'm sure they've got them with masters and PhDs too.
Test them and make sure that they're, you know, everything's firing right and they're, mm-hmm, thinking and at that level. And then on top of that, we then do a whole job readiness program. Right now we have 35 students in college, and they're carrying a GPA of 3.5 and above. Now these are individuals,
great,
that might,
wow,
not even had a GED, mm-hmm, and now they're in college with a 3.5
And these are the people
GPA
we want to help. These are the people that want it, are ready for it, are needing it, and just need that hand up.
Yes.
That's basically it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
What a great, you know what, this is really a great thing. And y'all really, and I think that we need to bring you back on again here for when we take more time. And talk about where you all are at with Good News Rescue
Mission. And for those listening that want to learn more about this or join a team, you can visit rescue.gnrm.org or call 242-5920. And, you know, maybe some of you want to help me, you know, get some more money so Carl really has to get out there. So
yeah, at certain points we just add things on to it.
Now, yes.
You know, the next thing is, do you want to see Linda out there?
Yeah. Oh, that would,
okay,
be great.
Night to the Rescue, May 3rd or 4th, Simpson University. Give Good News Rescue Mission a call or check it out online. Sherry Whitson, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I love coming here and talking with all of you and your audience.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Sharon Clark. We'll be back after these messages.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Howdy, Reading. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Reading's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark here today on Thursday morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 7:50 in the morning. It's 46 degrees out there today, 30% chance of rain. Unless that 30% chance has gotten more since we walked in here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We use Alliance Heating and Air, and we're very, very happy with their service. They've been in the North State for over 20 years, handling all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties, guarantees. You have to talk to them about all the different things they do, but they're, you know, they'll help you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Call them 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Linda and I this summer are going on a trip. We're going on that cruise.
Oh.
The only cruise I've ever made before, I was with like 3,000 of my closest friends all dressed in cami.
Yes, right. I've never been on a cruise before.
You never? Well, you know, this one we're going on, it's going to start August 15th. We're going to do the British Isles. And ordinarily, I would have said no. But as Linda says, you know, when are you going to do it? Would you, if you want to do something like this? So Avante Travel talked to us, and a salute to the veterans cruise. You don't have to be a veteran, of course. But they're going to do things, and we're going to include in that the military tattoo in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Wow.
And then, of course, walking the beaches of Normandy, where my dad landed during D-Day. So, and that, and then being able to see Ireland. I've never been to Ireland.
That sounds really fun.
You know, different spots in Ireland. And Irish pubs. Oh, yeah. And you've got these, like, they got these little walking tours or these places they just drop you off in the middle of town, and then you can just
that
kind of
stay
there.
That seems so fun, those little local, little small towns.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
amazing.
And then going into something like I'm going to go see St. Andrews, you know, the birthplace of golf. Not because I'm just that crazy about golf, but my dad was. And I would like to see that. And, because he would watch the British Open every year and all this. So, but it's a good time.
That sounds super fun.
It is. I think it will be. And I think we're going to have a great time with that. Call Avante Travel if you'd like to go with us. There's still room, I think. They still got some room out there. Okay. AB 109. The governor thinks that's working. So far, so good. Do you think he understands what happens outside the governor's palace?
No.
I mean, so far, so good. Every jail in California is overflowing. We have this new catch and release program. You don't even have to have the fin clipped off their back. You don't have to, you know, they can be the most wanted. Shasta County's most wanted. They get picked up, but are they going to stay in jail?
Well, you know, I was just chatting with a gal at Safeway the other day about just the amount of homeless folks and people hanging out down there just by that Safeway downtown. And she said they'll catch people shoplifting or whatever, and they'll call the police. And, of course, they're back out there the next day because we can't afford to keep those people in. And so the problem's just perpetuating itself.
It is. And
there's no fear in anybody that anything's going to happen if they break the law.
And, you know,
for those small things.
And so they're pushing $600,000 worth of people out to other counties. But that's still, you know, even if they used – if they pushed – as many people as they possibly could, it would only open up another 25% of the jail. And if that's the case, they would still, you know, they would still fill that up. This new one they're talking about with 84 beds, you know, mm-hmm. the medium security, mm-hmm. it would take them a week. no being there. I mean, we're up to our eyeballs in bad guys. So when the governor says, yeah, this is working out pretty good, what he means is it's working out for the state.
Well, I'm not a fan of his for a lot of reasons.
Well, anyway, but it's working out for the state because, oh yeah, you know, we're no longer being held in contempt and being fined. So, but all of us down here, he says, well, you know, everybody wants a little more money, you know, to spend on it because you don't have enough money for the mental problems. And that was one of the things we had the county health came in here and talked about. They've got a lot of these prisoners that've got mental problems.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Mental illness. But they're still under parole and all this stuff. And so they're trying to help the ones that haven't been in prison, and now you've got these other ones coming in that's supposed to be money for that. So, I mean, this is just a mess out here. But so far, so good. Maybe Governor Brown had never heard of that joke about the guy that was jumped off the Empire State Building and as he came down the 50th floor falling, says, so far, so good.
Oh, gosh.
That's the way I kind of feel about it.
That's how it feels like it. Yeah, for sure.
We got in at 8 o'clock. We have, Gary Cadd coming in for about a half an hour. And then we have a guy by the name of Bill Whalen, who is from the Hoover Institute, out of Stanford, writes for LA Times and San Francisco Examiner, has been on Fox, MSNBC, CNN. He's written an article called The Legislature Rotten to the Core.
Oh gosh.
So he's going to come on and talk about that. We're going to have him on. He's
I'm a fan of, already just hearing that.
Just hearing that part. And okay, the other thing too is Fort Hood.
Oh gosh.
Had another shooting.
How tragic. I was so sorry to hear that yesterday.
Four killed, including the shooter himself, and they didn't have the name in the record search light, but I heard that it was a specialist by the name of Torres, it's not linked to terrorism or anything like this, but that he had been complaining about traumatic brain injury, even though his records never showed that he was injured, and that he was being treated for PTSD.
He had a wife and children.
Wife and children.
Super
and he
sad.
Went back to that medical center, which is where the original shooting began, I think.
Right. It was in the same place. Mm-hmm.
Killed three. Wounded another 16. He was shooting inside the building and then outside the building. Got in his car and was shooting some more. Stopped at a parking lot and was confronted by an MP, a female MP. Not that it makes any difference, but... He had his hands up, it looks like, then put his hands inside his coat, drew his pistol, she drew her pistol, and then he just shot himself. So.
And I was reading too, on Fox News about there was maybe some altercation on the base. Something that started this. They were interviewing
it.
To see there was like some type of altercation with somebody that kind of perpetuated. Obviously there were other issues here, but I just think of all of our amazing people serving our military and that they can't be safe in their basically their own backyard. You know, that to me is just, you're not trained. They need to be trained to protect themselves.
They are trained to protect themselves.
You want your moments to just like relax and feel like you're in a safe space.
You would think so.
Especially on a place like that.
And here's the other thing too. It happened there before. So what kind of procedures have been put in?
Well, I thought that too.
To establish maybe more security in this, because if you had this horrible tragedy, even though the guy that did it before is obviously a terrorist and has been found guilty of that, but he was able to do it. Usually the military, they plan for the what's happened, you know, mm-hmm. So they plan for in the future. So if you have this plan, what was their security plan if something like this happened? Was there a security people there? Were they calling the MPs? Of course, obviously the MPs were converging on it. But it was just nobody was armed in there. There were no security guards. There was nothing.
I know they had.
I mean, I don't know if they did or not.
I know they have a Twitter feed now, and they were, like, blasting it out. So that information was getting to everybody a lot quicker. But, you know, then you wonder when someone has a diagnosis like this, when they're looking at PTSD or someone's claiming something like this, should there be more intervention to get weapons away from this person? And, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, is that a trigger when someone has those kinds of issues that this kind of violence can happen?
It depends, I guess, on because he was being, you know, he was coming in from another base, I guess, for this.
But
post-traumatic stress isn't just for people who've been in combat.
Right, right.
It's for people who've been in car wrecks. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were sexually molested as children. They are maybe raped. Somebody gets beat up. Maybe all your money was taken by the government. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Post-traumatic stress can take its, you know, away in a lot of forms. And there are a lot of veterans that have it, but function absolutely normal.
Mm-hmm.
Only like 12%, they're saying, have post-traumatic stress. And And I think that when, on the studies of this, it's how many people came into the service
with pre-existing
mm-hmm. conditions on this. Anyway, okay, Sharon Clark and I are here. We come back after the news. We've got Gary Cadd here. And Gary Cadd was going to come in and talk about something. But I'm pretty sure that we're going to talk about the Record Searchlight and all of a sudden the attack the editorial had on him this morning.
Oh, that was just...
It was really
direct.
Yeah, and I don't remember seeing ones like that. But then again, Bruce is gone. And so obviously there's some passion there at the Record Searchlight. So that's nothing
wrong
with passion.
We'll hear his thoughts on that today.
Oh, yeah, we sure will. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark, we'll be right back after the news. This is KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An Iraq War veteran, authorities say, killed three people and wounded 16 others at Fort Hood, was being treated for mental illness at the time. Matthew David, trauma director at Scott & White Memorial Hospital, explaining to NBC's Today Show about the variety of injuries.
Some patients were fairly lucky in that they were fairly superficial, involving extremities or maybe just a graze injury. Others happened to be some shrapnel injuries that were from bullet impacts on structures that were nearby the patient. And then we did have some very serious injuries to the neck, chest, and abdomen as well.
A senior officer says the shooter had been getting help for depression and anxiety before he opened fire on fellow soldiers yesterday. U.S. service firms expanded more quickly last month as new orders rose and hiring increased.
The Institute for Supply Management says its service sector index rose from 51.6 in February to 53.1 in March. A measure of hiring increased 6.1 points to 53.4, reversing most of a 9-point decline which took place in February. The survey covers businesses which employ 90% of the workforce, including retail, construction, healthcare, and financial services firms.
SRN's Jeremy House reporting. John Challenger with the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says last month retail wasn't the industry where most of the jobs were lost.
We continue to see downsizing in healthcare as hospitals adjust to lower Medicare reimbursements and cutbacks in Medicaid funding.
No injuries reported from a tornado that touched down briefly in the St. Louis suburb of University City this morning.
A small circulation and a tornado developed in University City, which is a suburb of St. Louis.
That's National Weather Service lead forecaster Jim Sivaking, who says the touchdown did some minor damage, but nothing too serious, thankfully. At Wall Street, the Dow's been struggling. The last glance down just about 3 points. This is SRN News.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Franklin Graham says, let's celebrate it in a big way.
This Easter, we've got a tremendous opportunity to invest in the souls of men and women. And that is an opportunity to show the cross with Billy Graham.
God used the cross to bring tens of thousands of people into a relationship with Jesus during last fall's My Hope America outreach. This Easter, share the cross with people you love who don't yet know Jesus. The Cross. Get your DVD today. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Former world chess champion Garry Kasparov, visiting Mexico, is warning the West it must stand up to Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Garry Kasparov, who's a leading member of the Other Russia Party, which vehemently opposes Vladimir Putin, says the president's a crafty political poker player with a weak deck of cards, and the West mustn't be bluffed.
For Putin, there is no end game in Crimea or even East Ukraine. He made it very clear in his speeches that he would feel comfortable to go anywhere where he believes Russian-speaking minorities in danger. That's exactly what triggered the World War II.
Kasparov explains the sooner Putin's curbed, the less the price, which will have to be paid. For SRN News, James Burst reporting.
A 79-year-old Florida woman has pleaded no contest to running over and killing three people in a parking lot. A judge fining Doreen Landstra $1,000 and suspending her driver's license for a year as she accidentally backed over the victims. This is SRN News. The search continues for that missing Malaysian jetliner, and the country's Prime Minister Najib Razak said today in Australia, those doing the searching will not rest.
The world expects us to do our level best. And I'm very confident that you will indeed show what we can do together as a group of nations that we want to find answers.
He met today with his Australian counterpart. In Chile, another sleepless night for many earthquake-wary residents after a major aftershock to the earlier 8.2 earthquake that hit this week. Geophysicist Susan Hoover at the National Earthquake Information Center.
Both of these earthquakes occurred in an area that's very tectonically active.
The aftershock with a magnitude of 7.6 did not appear to have caused any new major damage and thankfully no casualties. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Linda is getting ready for our trip, and I'm here with Sharon Clark of Home Helpers, who is my guest host and is just taking the show over, which is good.
I'm trying to fill her Louboutins.
her Louboutins. Oh, okay. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. It's 8:07 in the morning here on April the 3rd. Let's go to our friend, Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor with the latest on the market. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Sharon. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the red now. Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 8 points, 16,564. The S&P 500 is down a point at 1888, and the NASDAQ Composite is off 15 points at 4,261. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Sirius Holdings up 3 cents at 337, Facebook down 75 cents, trading at 61.97, Intel up 38 cents at 26.27. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy up a dime at 26.90, Safeway positive 13 cents at $38.03, Bank of Commerce off a nickel at $6.70. For commodities, gold is down $5 an ounce at $12.85, silver down 19 cents at $19, and crude oil off 8 cents, trading at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning, talking about annuities, retirements, just the best way to invest your money. Now, these are people that have studied it. They obviously know what's going on here. Give them a call at 243-7561. Stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors.
And good morning, everyone. We have a 30% chance of showers today, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 59.
Okay. What's tomorrow look like? Can I ask you that?
Oh, tomorrow. Gosh, you're putting me on the spot. Tomorrow is a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 61. And I think this weekend's like 67 on Saturday and 77 on Sunday.
I know.
So thankfully, I love it when we have great weather on the weekend. It's so horrible when it rains all weekend and then it's like sunny on Wednesday.
I know. Then you kind of feel like you need to play hooky.
I know we need the rain, but I'm happy to have some time outside.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated, and discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places. Now, they're getting ready to have a big cigar event on April the 9th, I believe. And, it's when going down to, and some, they bring in the cigar makers and they come in and, have a great night down at Tobacco and Brew. We'll get more information about that. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Not only that, but you can go to Espresso Joe's and get great coffee, from the baristas there and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, Sharon. Hey, our guest today is Reading City Councilman, the pugnacious Gary Cadd. Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
You know what? I don't remember seeing a editorial in the Record Searchlight that went just straight personal, almost. I mean, okay, you can say it wasn't all personal, but it was pretty harsh.
Well, actually, it was. It is. But you've seen some harsh things in paragraphs or something, but this one here is just flat out cutting it. But it's really unfortunate to say that I am the reason that Reading's in the situation that it's in is quite inaccurate.
You've only been here 2 years. I mean, did you do all this stuff before, like voting all the raises and not paying the
I wasn't there. It's just that I'm the one that's talking about the short-funded on pensions and all the raises and stuff. And see, remember back, I attended every single city council meeting except for two since January of 2007. I know people are tired of hearing that, but I actually did. Came early and stayed late and spoke a lot of times about a lot of things that have got us into the trouble that we're in now. So now I'm being blamed for it. I have a hard time with that.
It started on Tuesday night when Missy MacArthur said that you were going, and in the headlines that day, which I kind of thought was kind of strange, was that your travel was being looked at. Well, and when you look in the article in the paper, it wasn't being looked at. In fact, Bassetti said that there's, you know, no big thing and that there needs a bigger travel budget anyway. But Missy said that you were going to places that was her purview to go to.
Well, you know, and actually, in essence, she is the liaison to Public Works, and that does cover water. Now, I agree, that is true. But I've also been working on water for years, going to meetings in the, up and down the state. Before I was elected and after I've been elected, I'm still worried about water and our water here in North mm-hmm. State. So to say that I can't go when I went in and asked to go, Mr. Starman did say, do you really think that you really need to go to this? Well, I brought the Investing in California Water 5th Annual Seminar up, and I've mentioned Jeffrey Keitlinger and Gerald Merrill who were there. There was a whole list of people. It was an all-day different sessions coming up about water, especially in Southern California. One of the reasons was to hear what they are saying in Southern California about our water.
But isn't this Missy's purview? Shouldn't Missy be down there?
No, I don't think so. When I ran for city council, I made the statement that I was going to be a full-time city councilman. That even though it's a part-time job, it's fine with me, but I'm being told that I'm in the city offices more than in any of the other four of them are. But there's different issues. You have to learn. How best can I serve the city by learning the issues that are going on in the different departments and being looking into the water and such? So she was upset that I went to the NACWA, the Northern California Water conference down in Chico they had here a couple of weeks ago. She was upset that I was there. Maybe she doesn't realize that back in December I invited David Guy, the president of NACWA, to come to Reading to talk to the Reading officials, talk to all of us about water
politics. I mean, we're talking about what's good for our city, and Record Searchlight wrote a blistering editorial personally aimed at Gary Cadd, and I want to talk a little bit about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Sharon Clark, this is Free Fire Radio. This is another voice. This is a voice for, you know, when the paper puts something out like this, that the people that they're talking about gives them an opportunity to come back and talk, and say, this is what they think, besides just having, you know, a ton of words thrown at them. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Less breaks, more talk. I like it. 8:19 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. Feel free to come in and give us a call. KCNR1460.com is our website here, and we're streaming on that with our chat room. 46 degrees out there today, 30% chance of rain. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur in Redding, California. It's our firearms dealer of choice, either long gun or pistol. You know, one of the things John Bastiani prides himself on is customer service. You know, he stays up late, gets up early to make sure people have ammo, guns, anything, and at fair prices. John Bastiani at Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. 222-8222, and they're located again on Larkspur. My guest host, Sharon Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
And we have Gary Cadd here. Gary was going to come on and talk about something else, but, you know, frankly, when you get a personal, editorial in a record searchlight like this, I don't remember seeing one like this lately, you need a chance to talk about it. Let me read part of this to you. Is that okay, Gary?
Sure, that's fine.
Let me see. his many hobbies, he was talking, and they're talking about that there is no state of Jefferson. He hasn't been elected governor. And so his many hobbies, no more than expensive and time consuming political fantasies. Going to these, I guess these, meetings you go to on the civic, you know, on the, on down on the city planning and all that. We have real problems. He's not interested in these. His self-appointed missions and disruptive behavior cost more in wasted time and disruption of the orderly running of a city than they ever will in hard cash.
Carl, to answer that, I'm not going to answer it. But what I would ask is you folks and the folks out there listening to us, if you would please just take the time to go on the city website and go to, I think the issue was 9A on the meeting last Tuesday night, and listen to the issue. I think it's going to take you about 40 minutes to go through the issue. But if you would listen, my defense, and the only thing that I would say in my defense, was listen to the issue. Because if you listen to the issue, you're going to get a far different take on what went on and what the conversation of the five council members was back and forth, where there's the interruptions and the other things that went on. Listen to what happened. I'm not going to defend myself against that because it's ridiculous. And I don't feel that I should. Jesus didn't defend himself when he was accused, and I'm not going to defend myself because I'm a Christian and I just don't feel that I should.
Do you get a feeling that Record Searchlight is wanting a sea change in the politics this year?
It would look like it, but then the Reading Searchlight's the Reading Searchlight. There's 90,000 people in the city of Reading, and 90,000 people have the word, have the vote of what's going to happen. And plus, I'm not even running for office this time. I won't run again. If I run again, I won't run again till 2016. So,
is it worth running for office, Gary?
Yes.
I mean, you tried a couple of times, and you've been involved in this. Is it worth it? I mean, you obviously are not doing this because you're getting paid. I mean, you're not getting paid. Nobody gets paid for this. I don't know why you take the abuse for it. Is it worth it, though, to come in and then you're doing something and then when you get things written about you like this?
Well, you know, you stop and think about it. In the short answer, no. The long answer, you bet. Because it is worth going and standing up and understanding what's going on with the city. $260 million unfunded in pensions, ladies and gentlemen. This drives me, it scares the heck out of me. I'd use that other word, but I can't, I'm not gonna. But
I think hell's okay, it's when you start hyphenating words.
Yeah. Well, the thing, it scares me. What are we gonna do? We need to be working on this. I'm gonna be leaving today on a city paid for a trip to Southern California, Ontario. I'll fly down in the morning and I'll fly back tomorrow night. There'll be no hotel charge. But it's going to be to a League of California Cities employee relations meeting, and we're going to be discussing none other than pensions and pension reform.
Is this under your purview?
This is under my purview. I'm the liaison to the League of California Cities. That's the reason why this amount of money is where it at, because we travel to these meetings.
Are you going to keep going to water meetings?
Yes, actually I am. There's going to be a water meeting in Chico coming up here in a week or two, and I'm already signed up for it. And I've told Mr. Starman, it's my dime, I'll pay for it, but I'm going to the water meeting. You bet. Listen, Carl, what's happening here is the state wants to start groundwater management. Groundwater management, if it passes the legislature and gets to the Department of Water Resources, they can put a regulation into effect for groundwater extraction charge. So they start charging you for the water that you're
extracting.
Out of
your well.
That's right. Well, you do that, then what's going to happen to your water rights? So see, this is the main issue that scares me. This is why I've been going to these meetings. This is why I listen to these people. That meeting in L.A. wasn't just Jeffrey Keitlinger of Metropolitan Water and Dr. Jerry Merrill. There was 15 people at different sessions throughout that day. It was very interesting to listen to what they were saying. It gains knowledge. If you study, you read, and you listen, you gain knowledge to where you're going, and this is what I try to do.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. You have a comment.
As a matter of fact, I do. The Record Searchlight has been bitter as gall over their failure to
dictate the outcome of the 2012 election. And ever since the outcome of the recount, it seems like they've been wanting to try to undo what happened on Election Day. And that's part of what this is all about, it seems to me.
Do you think it's a personal thing between the editorial staff of the Record Searchlight then and Councilman Jones and Kat?
I think that's a very a huge part of it. I mean, to hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, to make an analogy, and possibly a very poor one, when the Judea and Samaria and the Gaza Strip came into Israeli hands back in 1967, the Arab nations of the Middle East were extremely bitter over that loss of territory, and it seems the Record Searchlight, I told you this is going to be a poor analogy, but it's the only one I could think of right at the moment.
So what, they want to take back the Golan Heights or something here?
No. I mean, they think that, you know, the outcome of elections they seem to think that this is their personal, you know, domain.
Their fiefdom.
They should have control over in terms of influencing people's votes, et cetera.
Yeah.
And anytime somebody else, whether it's me or the Tea Party or whoever, should compete with that, then they don't like that.
Yeah.
And they want their territory back.
Yeah. Okay, Charles. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, thanks a lot. Gary.
Got like 3 minutes left. You came here to talk about something. It wasn't this. It just happened. It worked out like that. You know, frankly, you know, I don't mind a hard-hitting editorial that says that maybe there's some, why were you doing this? It wasn't your purview or something like that. But when you get into the things that, it's like fantasies and using words like that, very pejorative words, I don't understand that part. I mean, we could say those kind of things, and there's people out there that say these kind of things. We don't. You know, but I wonder, you know, when I read these that – when people run for office, especially you're not getting paid, you run for office for city council to do the very best job you possibly can. The people vote you in. And then it's not like you're out there, you're not stealing, because you want to gain more knowledge and all this and you're going to these things. And then they talk about fantasies and all that. I mean, at what point is it too much?
Well, and I think this is the point that's too much, but
yeah.
You know, not to throw stones, I'll pick a pebble, but you could go back and take a look at the footprint of the five people on the city's general fund, because that's where we're paid out of the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the footprint that I leave on the city of Reading as compared to some of the other members. My footprint is way, way down. I don't take any... I'm not taking the CalPERS or PARS. I mean, why would I do it when we're in trouble with those
right.
two?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was a no-brainer when I signed on. The health care, I'm on Medicare, and I pay my my supplement. So, I mean, that comes out of Linda's in my pocket. So take a look at the footprint that I'm leaving behind when I leave. And it's going to be quite a bit
That's
less.
That's a good point.
And when I just bring that up, seems to say, well, he spends so much money, mm-hmm. you know, and these meetings are not frivolous. These meetings mean something. It's knowledge. The only way you really learn is to study. You go to meetings, you understand what's going on, and you read. Those are the two things that get you up on an issue. And I won't speak to an issue unless I know it pretty well inside out. And this one, I have to admit on water, I am still learning, about water. But I am learning that we could possibly be in trouble and our water's going to head south. And that's just about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I could say here in wrapping up is, folks, if you want to understand the issue better of what's in the paper, please listen to the video of the meeting last Tuesday night when this issue came up. And it will help clarify, because I know the article that came out earlier in the week about the meeting. If you read the article and then listen to the meeting, you're going to go, well, wait a minute. there's a real problem here because these two don't match up, and they don't. So that's about what I could say.
I think it's another example of all of us needing to make up our own minds and be diligent about gathering all the facts and using our own intelligence.
Sure.
To judge.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Okay. Gary Tadd, Reading City Councilman here. And thanks a lot for stopping
by.
Thanks,
Gary.
Thank you for taking the time.
You bet. Hey, we'll be right back. We've got Bill Whalen, who's a journalist out of the Hoover Institution out of Stanford. He's a media consultant and all this, but he also writes for L.A. Times, the San Francisco Examiner. He's been, expert host on MSNBC, Fox, CNN, and all this will be our guest. He's going to talk about corruption. Can you believe that? Corruption in the state at the,
in the
state legislature. Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark.
Hot cars and cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Sakata Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, KRCR Channel 7, Wind River, Fox 20, Shasta Regional Medical Center, My21, Record Searchlight, KHSL, Famous Dave, Shasta.com, and KNBN. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hey. Hey! This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. It's Thursday, April the 3rd. 8:34 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Of course, Sharon Clark is here with me today.
How are you doing, Sharon? Good morning.
Are you happy today?
It's great. My coffee's kicking in, you know?
Yeah. See, I have my coffee kind of, you know, it kind of streamlines into me early. That's the only way I can get the IV at home. Yeah, and that's why, but at 9 o'clock I just collapse right there and I just go back and lay down for an hour. You know, one of the comments from last half hour was, glad to hear Gary didn't go negative on Missy and have to give him credit. It's a thankless job. And he didn't go. And nor was there a reason to. I mean, you know, there's going to be personalities on the city council. Frankly, I like having personalities and they don't agree because when they were agreeing before 5050 is when we got ourselves in this
big financial mess, for sure.
And if I've got a city councilor that wants to go out and get more information about things that they all have to vote on. It's not just one, but they all have to vote on, and they don't have to take the staff's purview or the staff's input, and they've got extra information. I don't care. Why is that bad? Why is that being pugnacious? Why is that having your own little fantasies? Why is that?
Well, I think we want people to question. We want people to ask questions. Go above and beyond.
Absolutely. I do. I want them. And they don't, it's not like he's getting paid to do this. I mean, they get $500 a month or something like that. And like he said, I don't take any of the other stuff, which is, you know, adds up to, you know, into the thousands. So he doesn't take that. But when you start talking about government, you start thinking about everything that's going on with government. And that's our next guest, Mr. Bill Whalen, a writer from the Hoover Institute at Stanford. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Now, you came to our attention because you wrote something, is the legislature rotten to the core? How do you really feel about that?
I put it in the context, is it rotten to the core in the sense that you have three bad apples in the state Senate, three gentlemen who've either been convicted of felonies or charged with felonious acts, which begs the question, are these just three out of 40 people? Is this kind of a random cross-section, or is there a deeper problem in Sacramento? And I think there's a deeper problem having to do with ethics and the very culture of how our state government is run.
And can you expand on that a little bit? I mean, we know, of course, about Rod Wright. We know about, Leland Yee with his latest, which is, you know, of all people to get hit for gun running, somebody that was, you know, really, really actively trying to disarm a lot of the citizens of California.
Right. And then there's a third senator named Ron Calderon from Southern California who was, picked up on just plain old-fashioned what they call pay-for-play, but bribery. FBI agents posing as movie producers came to him and said, we'll give you a lot of money if you push legislation, and he bid on it. And in addition to the bribery, I think he asked them to funnel the money through his daughter, so it was money laundering as well. So just your basic good old-fashioned fun in Sacramento. But the point is, this is how some members see doing business in Sacramento, and the question is how many other members do this? How many other members are open to the idea of pay for play? I give you money, you give me legislation. How many others are involved in bending the laws? And just does the place really take itself seriously in terms of policing itself and ethics? It has two ethics committees, but they never seem to hold hearings or call anybody on the carpet. And lawmakers just don't seem to fear repercussions, in part because it's such a dominant control by one party, but also in part, again, because the place doesn't police itself. So what you have right now in Sacramento is, in the wake of these scandals, you have the leader of the Senate, Senator Seinberg, saying that they're going to have an ethics day this month, and they'll spend a day, gazing at their navel and, thinking if they're really doing a good job or not, and promise to do a better job. But that's just not going to cut it. I think what is called for, what I suggested earlier this week, is you need an outside commission to investigate a lot of things. You need to investigate really how the place polices itself in terms of ethics. I think it also has to look at how it raises money, because they're all chasing dollars. They're all chasing dollars to keep their office. They're all chasing dollars to pursue higher office because of term limits. So I think you have to look at the intersection of politicians and money and reform some rather nefarious practices, probably the most disturbing one being that you can raise money while you're in a session in the legislature. In other words, if you have a bill pending for a vote the next day, you can give me money the night before, and the next day I go out.
Wait a minute now. Now, Bill, are you telling me that if I've got something like, say, oh, tax breaks for Hollywood, which they're calling for, you know, oh, we've got to save Hollywood and the movie industry there, that if I'm getting ready to vote on that, that Steven Spielberg the day before can funnel a few thousand dollars into my funds?
This commonly happens in Sacramento. Fundraisers occur at the same time that they're voting on legislation. So literally the night before your bill is considered by the full body, you can sponsor a fundraiser and you can pick off members whose vote you want and, you know, give them a check. Now, it's not the same as saying, here's your check, vote for me, but human nature being what it is, you're going to remember who did you a favor in the last 24 hours. So if you're going to get serious about, you know, cracking down on better behavior and taking temptation away from these lawmakers, you're going to have to change some of these rules to at least, you know, put more of a firewall between lawmakers and money.
I had no idea that they could actually take money the day before they vote on something.
That is correct. You can raise money anytime you want to in Sacramento. So you're going to have to look at that as a reform. I think something else you're going to have to look into is now also how money is collected and reported. Yesterday, the Supreme Court did something huge in the realm of politics. It changed campaign finance laws, how much people can give to campaigns. So let's say now that in California, lawmakers are going to get very large checks from individuals. I personally don't have a problem with that. I think the smartest person ever when it came to raising money and collecting money was Senator Bob Dole. He was asked one time what his standard was for taking money, and he said, I have the Washington Post rule. And the Washington Post rule was that he had no qualms taking money from any individual or institution as long as he wasn't afraid of it appearing in the Washington Post the next day. So Dole knew that if he was going to be embarrassed by somebody's name or some institution's name showing up in the paper, probably not a good idea. But if you're going to let people take very large amounts of money, I think what you need to do is have, you know, that word we always hear, transparency. What I would suggest is perhaps we take the Secretary of State's office in Sacramento and turn it into a bank. And rather than you giving money to me directly as a candidate, instead you have to give the money to the Secretary of State, who then gives the money to the candidate. That way the Secretary of State gets instant notification of the money and can report it at the same time the candidate gets it, rather than playing catch-up.
Okay, let's go back for a second to the Supreme Court ruling. And this is a huge thing. What it said was, under the rights of free speech, under the First Amendment, that people can donate as much as they want to a candidate.
That is correct.
I mean, and that, you know, that's a huge change for something like this.
It is a huge change, and one thing that's going to put pressure on California is you'll probably see a push for public financing of campaigns. And mark my words, somebody's going to come up with a ballot initiative in the next couple of years. I bet proposing that and going forward, I think that's a terrible idea. In part, let's just consider how much money it would cost to run campaigns across California. Is that the best use for our taxpayers' dollars? But again, you're going to have a lot of money moving around in different circles for these lawmakers, and you're going to have to play catch-up to find out who gets money when. You're going to see lawmakers more willing to take $50,000 and $100,000 from an individual. And again, it's the Bob Dole question, just are they willing to see it pop up in the paper the next day? I think if you did something to the Secretary of State's office proactively where they could report right away who is getting donations, I think it's better for the system all around.
Well, I think probably, if you got one of your donors and his name is Shrimp Boy, that's kind of an indication. Maybe you want to go back and check into this a little bit deeper.
Well, it is, and again, this is going to put lawmakers on watch. Shrimp Boy may have $100,000 to give you, but again, do I want Shrimp Boy's name to appear in the paper the next day saying he gave money to me? So we'll see. But, you know, getting back to the Sacramento and the ethics thing, when Arnold Schwarzenegger left office in 2010, one thing which I think we failed to realize is that people would very quickly lose their interest in state government, in part because he didn't have this Hollywood figure running the show. Jerry Brown is the opposite of Arnold Schwarzenegger in a lot of ways, including deliberately running a, you know, no-frills style of a governorship. But now Sacramento has come roaring back into the public's view thanks to Senator Lee and Senator Yee and Shrimp Boy and just the staggering. I mean, you look at this scandal and it's, my God, it's sort of like CSI meets a bad crime show, meets the movie Departed. It's really a script you can't write up in some ways. But, you know, for the moment, state government government has the public's attention. Granted, that's a very short attention span because here in California, we're always waiting for the next distraction, be it a slow-speed car chase or an earthquake or, you know, whatever the state throws at us. So the question is, knowing that they're on the watch right now, will lawmakers actually do something about this situation, or they just sweep it under the carpet and let the public shift on to something else?
Okay, Bill.
My hunch is, if you saw, they've already voted to suspend these guys, albeit with pay. My guess is their strategy is to just sweep it under the rug and let the public move on to something else.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break. So you think the strategy for Sacramento and the Democrats, which is who this is about, though they don't have the only lock on corruption, obviously, but is just to, okay, we're going to suspend them with pay. Do they get per diem and all that stuff too, or just their pay, I wonder?
They just get their pay, and you ask, why did they get their pay? And the answer is, this is in the state constitution. As a elected state lawmaker, you lose your pay only one of two ways: if you're either kicked out of the chamber or if you resign. And they have not been kicked out of the chamber in terms of being evicted. They have been suspended, and they are obviously not resigning, and they will receive their pay as long as this as long as their legal course is continuing to run. So as we look at the big picture again, this is another reform to consider.
Well, we consider
reform which says that if you are a member of the legislature and you're convicted of a felony, you're automatically ejected. Or if you are a member and you are suspended, you cannot receive your pay. And I'll give you a third reform. Senator Yee now has a huge legal fight on his hands, obviously. Well, guess what? Senator Yee had been, until a few days ago, a candidate for Secretary of State. Had a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank for that account, I believe. He can take the money raised for that office, and he can use those for a legal defense fund to defend himself.
Wow.
So imagine if you gave money to him, you gave him $5,000 supporting his campaign, and now you're going to find out he's going to use that $5,000 to fight off his legal problems. What recourse do you have as a campaign donor? So, again, another thing I think we need to look into.
Okay. Our guest is Bill Whalen, Hoover Institute at Stanford. He is a writer there. He's written for many publications, but just some of them are the LA Times, San Francisco Examiner, the San Diego Papers. He's appeared on MSNBC, Fox, CNN. So this isn't something that Bill just pulls out of his head. Obviously, this is something he's into. We got to take a quick break. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Bad ready for America's original extreme sport? Well, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, well, I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Rob Hope Bank Day. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Hollyock and La Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W. Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W. Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Oh, stop the jukebox, last night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark are here, and I'm not sure about why take me out to the ball game. Okay, why was that?
It's the seventh inning stretch, Carl.
Oh, the seventh inning stretch. Oh, okay, we're at the seventh inning stretch. Got it. Okay, I got it. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a previously owned car, truck, or SUV, new, previously owned. I tell you what, don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. They're, Redding Crown Motors is going to make a super deal on any kind of a car, truck, or SUV, but they are your Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealer right here. Don't go anywhere else. Buy here, buy local. Give them a call at 223-2177. And by the way, their service department is outstanding. Redding Crown Motors.
And good morning, everyone. Currently 46 degrees. We have a 30% chance of showers today, mainly afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high of 59. Heading into the weekend, going to be beautiful, fair temperatures, up 77 on Sunday. So make your weekend plans and get out.
There you go.
Do something fun.
Hey, our guest today is Bill Whalen. He's a writer and from the Hoover Institute at Stanford. Long time correspondent, and he's written for the Times, LA Times, San Francisco Examiner, San Diego Papers, you name it. Television commentator. When they want experts, they bring in Bill Whalen. And he wrote an article, "Is the Legislature Rotten to the Core?" Speaking, of course, about Sacramento, though you could probably address a few others. And is it time for an oversight committee? Now, Sharon and I were talking during the break that, you know, about our legislators who've been, one's even been convicted of a felony and is still drawing pay. But in your job, I mean, in your regular job.
Yeah, you know, I was saying how I own a home care agency, and if and I have to be bonded and insured and background checked, and so do my employees. And we don't get to keep our jobs if we're convicted of a felony. And it's crazy that we have, you know, elected officials that do.
Yeah. Bill, the they're all three of them are collecting their money. As you said, it comes under the Constitution. It's going to be removed by certain things. But it also means is that these three represent approximately 10% of the California population who are now not being represented. Is that true?
That is true. They're not being represented, and you ask, why were they not expelled? And there are a couple of reasons. One is Senator Steinberg's use sort of the tortured logic of, well, one's been convicted, but he still has an appeal. The others have been charged but haven't run the course of justice. But you would think members would be outraged and consider expelling them, but the reason why he would not move forward to this was because before these scandals hit, the Democrats had a so-called supermajority in the state Senate, meaning they had a two-thirds advantage, which allowed them to pass any piece of legislation they wanted, a regular bill, a tax increase, a constitutional amendment. Losing Senator Wright and then Senator Calderon and Senator Yee takes away the supermajority. So when this first began, they did not want to take away Wright, in part because they liked him personally, but also because they didn't want to lose the supermajority. Then Calderon came along, and they wanted to hold on to Calderon as well because they wanted to keep the vote. And then when Yee came along, something different happened. It's different standards, what Homer Simpson calls the bouncing ball of justice. And what they decided was Yee was just not defensible, and so they wanted to throw Yee off the train. But if you're going to throw Yee off the train, what do you do with the other two? So what you do is you have a vote to suspend, but with pay. It's outrageous to me. Why they don't expel these gentlemen, I just simply don't get, and I think voters should be upset too. And again, this is the question. If voters right now want something done and the legislature doesn't do it, what happens. Under my plan, my idea is if you did this commission, the commission would come up with a series of reforms. The ball would then be in the legislature's court to approve or not, and if they did not, then what could happen is some outside interest could step in and put it on the ballot. The initiative process being, in effect, a way to hold a gun to the legislature's head to make it do reforms or not. So I hope this happens one by hook or by crook.
Well, I think we do, because when they suspend them, that still means is that they're there, so they still have those three votes. I mean, but not. I mean, they can't vote, though, but their numbers
voting,
count.
But they originally wanted to keep Wright in before the problems also at Calderon and Yee, because they wanted to hold on to that supermajority. So it began as a pure political power play.
Okay.
Then once Calderon came into play and he was not convicted, they had to find kind of a modified hangout, which was okay. We'll take away his committee assignments, but we'll keep him around because he hasn't been convicted of anything yet. But then Yee comes along, and his problems are so spectacular and just really put such a bad light on the place that they have to do something, and that's how they come up with the vote to suspend.
You're plugged in down there. Is there more coming out? I think Calderon, from what I heard, Senator Calderon, or suspended Senator Calderon, was naming a lot of names down there.
Yeah, if you look into the details of the charges against Calderon, he names at least one state senator, and this is Senator De Leon, who is actually scheduled to replace Senator Steinberg as the leader of the Senate. De Leon adamantly refuses that he's done anything wrong. FBI agents were at Senator Steinberg's the office day talking to people there, not suggesting anything is wrong there. But what you have is the FBI has become the fourth house of government in Sacramento. I will point out, by the way, this is not the first time we've had this problem in the state. Back in the 1980s, there was a scandal called Shrimpgate, where FBI agents posed as people running a company in California, a shrimp processing company that wanted a favorable bill passed, and so they went to lawmakers and just flat out bribed them. And of course, that they got their way, they got their money, and the lawmakers got arrested. For years, the FBI has chased around Willie Brown, the former Assembly Speaker, sort of like Ahab and the White Whale, trying to catch Willie Brown on something. They never could. So there's always been, you know, a sniffing around by the federal government in Sacramento of things going on. But again, what fascinates me is that the legislature never seems to catch itself. You never hear of ethics committee hearings. You never hear of somebody brought up by the institution itself. It's always the FBI jumping in, some outside prosecutor. The place just doesn't really do a good job of policing itself.
So you think there should be an outside ethics committee over them?
Well, no, what I'm suggesting actually is an outside commission made up. I'd have the governor make three choices, let the Democrats make three choices, and even though there are far more Democrats than Republicans, give the Republicans three choices too, because ethics is historically a equal bipartisan issue. In Congress, the Ethics Committee is equally bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats. So I would have nine individuals plus one chairman do a series of hearings about the doings in Sacramento and the various things we've talked about, come up with a report, and come up with recommendations. And then put those recommendations for the legislature and let the legislature act. And if they choose to act, fine. If they don't, then perhaps a third party comes in and puts it on the ballot. But no, I would not create a permanent standing committee, just something to investigate and put a report on. It's something I don't normally do, by the way. I'm not a big fan usually of commissions and, you know, task forces and all that. Sometimes that leads to paralysis by analysis. But in this case, I think you need to have a body look at Sacramento in the big picture.
I think you're right. I think we need to get it out of the election purview on these things, and take a look at it, because I have a feeling if you've got three, and these are three senior senators, if you've got that going on with them, especially with all the other things that you've mentioned today and the amount of money that's being pushed through there, I can't help but think there's probably a lot more fire under that smoke.
You know, when I hear of a Southeastern Conference football team being caught up in some sort of scandal, I think to myself, well, that's just where they happen to look. You look at any of those football schools, you'll probably find a problem. And the question is our state legislature very much the same way? Are there just three members of the state Senate who have ethical problems, or is it just a matter of the FBI landing in a couple of, you know, places that just decided to look first?
Yeah. Hey, our guest today has been Bill Whalen, a fellow at the Hoover Institute down at Stanford, an author, an expert on political events. We've been talking about, on an article he wrote, is the legislature rotten to the core, and talking about an outside commission to take a look at it and just see how bad it is. Bill, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Okay, my pleasure.
thanks. And Sharon, we've got how was your day today?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. You know, and again, we want to remind everybody that Sharon's Dancing with the Stars.
Yes,
and what's
please.
What's that Facebook page again?
Yes, it's Sharon Clark is Dancing. So you can search it on Facebook and follow me, and I'll be again posting my triumphs and challenges with learning to dance. I start tonight.
So tonight's your first time.
Tonight's the first time.
A virgin dancer.
It is. I'm. let's see how I do. I'm going to buy my shoes today and give it a whirl. No pun intended.
Well, you know what? That was one of the things that my instructor Kathy Babcock said. Okay, we're going to cut out the twirls, Carl, because I look like a bear. I look like a bear moving quick. Hey, tomorrow, Red Smith and Kayla Brown's going to be our guest host on Friday here, and everybody have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Turns out the man accused of opening fire at Fort Hood, Texas, killing 3 and wounding 16 others before taking his own life yesterday, is being treated for a variety of mental health issues.
Ranging from depression to anxiety to some sleep disturbance, he was prescribed a number of drugs to address those, including Ambien.
But Army Secretary John McHugh says there were no signs that Iraq War veteran Yvonne Lopez posed a danger to himself or others, and there are no signs of any terrorist connections.
The background checks we've done thus far show no involvement with extremist organizations of any kind.
At least 3 of the shooting victims remain in critical condition. Also at SRNNews.com, the Washington State mudslide death toll has risen to 30 now, with 17 people listed as missing. Recovery crews still searching for bodies.